White Christmas. And I don't think that's going to be a problem this year. How about you, Larry? Do you think it's going to be a problem?
As of right now, no. You know, things can change, but as of right now, no. We have an absolutely beautiful covering, which I'm sure you have as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we had snow. November wanted to go out with snow, so we had snow on the night of the 29th stretching into Tuesday the 30th. And when the temperature during the night was still about in its low 30s, the snow came down as being very wet. And it hung on to all the branches of the trees and started to get them to bend over and so forth. And I have a big birch in my backyard that is entirely bent all the way down, like in an arch shape. And then the temperature dropped during the day 10 degrees, and so the snow lasted. And now we have not had strong enough wind in the woods here to knock it off, so it's still there. And we were commenting on it just yesterday. It may last on the trees for a long time. Now, it's absolutely, absolutely, absolutely beautiful. I was out taking photographs again this morning. But it is making moving through the woods a little bit difficult because all the trees are down, and every time I go on a trail, I have to knock the snow off the trees so that I can be able to even move through the trails. It does show how different trees deal with snow, and it's interesting to notice how the deciduous trees are the ones that are bent way over to the point of many times being bent all the way to the ground. On the other hand, the conifers seem to just take it right in stride, and the branches bend down, but the whole trees don't bend over. And so it's really to see the comparison. It's really beautiful to see that comparison right now. November ended, as I said, with the snow, giving us a total of, in the Duluth area, 27.9, almost 28 inches of snow, which ranked this November the sixth snowiest November on record. Now, the autumn, the entire autumn, ranked 2010 as being the fourth snowiest autumn on record. So what I did is I went back and I looked up the first three. What did they give as far as the entire winter? Well, it turns out two of the three had 100 inches or more for the winter, but one did not even reach 100, even though we had a very snowy autumn. Then I started thinking, okay, the record for the most snow ever fallen in the Duluth area happened in the 95-96 winter, where we had 135 and a half inches of snow, considerably more than average, which is 83. We are ahead of pace of that winter. And if this winter continues, who knows? Mm-hmm. We may be right back up there again. We'll have to wait to find out. Quite a storm went through southern Minnesota in the last 24 hours. So we missed that. We got a little bit of new snow here, perhaps an inch and a half, but nothing like they got further to the south. It's hard to believe this, but November also statistically was warmer than normal. It certainly didn't seem like it toward the end. It was I consider it really 2 months. First half, we had an average temperature of almost 40, and the second half, we had an average temperature of almost 20. The big freeze-up happened around here from somewhere around November 16 to November 24, and virtually all the lakes around here now are covered. I really don't think they are that safe for walking, though, because of the snow cover and the slush and so forth, so I'm going to be holding off a little bit before I get out there. Other things of note, we are now in December. December is, among other things, the darkest month of the year. We will be experiencing the earliest sunsets of the year. We are now sunset at about 4:22, and starting next week on the 7th, we will reach 4:20. It never gets any earlier than that. It stays at 4:20 for about a week, and then it starts getting a little bit later as we head toward the solstice, which is the 21st. In addition to that, we are right now at a beautiful waning crescent moon. You may have seen it. It's just absolutely outstanding. On Thursday morning, I hope you had a chance to see it. We had an eastern triangle that was worth noting. We had the tiny crescent, waning crescent moon, and then we had right nearby a very bright star, which looks like a very bright star. It's really the planet Venus. And then slightly above that and to the right was the planet Saturn. And so quite a beautiful triangle to see for the early morning risers. And, you know, with the present conditions, you don't even have to get up that early. Yesterday, we experienced our first day of negative numbers. We bottomed out here at minus 5. Duluth had a minus 7. And it was not that cold this morning, so we will see how much that will continue to last. Bird feeders, birds have pretty well settled down now. I get 7 species coming every day. A few days I've had a couple more, but never more than 10 kinds. And the 7 species are the chickadee, the black-capped chickadee, and then I get 3 kinds of woodpeckers, the downy, hairy, and then a red-belly woodpecker, which is probably what you don't get up there. And then, in addition to that, there is the red-breast nuthatch, white-breast nuthatch, and then the finches of note are the goldfinches. And I've had a flock that's been coming every day, and they will probably continue. There's plenty of food here, and they seem to enjoy it, so they'll probably continue. I have a pileated woodpecker that's hanging around the house, but I have not yet seen it come to the bird feeder. And then this week I did get a chance to see a flock of snow buntings still hanging around. This flock was about 50, and they were out along the road. When there's a lot of snow in the fields, they tend to get a little bit more around the roads where the snow has been plowed. Christmas bird counts are only 2 weeks away. Mm. We are really quickly moving up on them. In the world of mammals, during our walk, we came back from this morning. You know, this is really, really cool. When you do animal tracking, when you get a snow, I always like the snow to be in the late afternoon, but for us, the snow came during the night, but it had stopped a few hours before we were out there, and we had fresh tracks of a fisher crossing the road, which is just a beautiful, beautiful sight. Now, we don't see that critter very often, but they are around, and their populations seem to be doing pretty good in this area. In addition to that, I've been getting lots of flying squirrels again. Oh, they're just terrific. Matter of fact, so much so that a local television, Channel 6, came out and had a little program with them. And if you get a chance to see Channel 6 on Monday evening at 6 o'clock, you'll see our flying squirrels will be featured in Nature Matters program.
Wonderful.
Last night, we must have had 15 of them. They were just out in huge numbers. And then finally, I want to throw this out. This is just a small thing, but it shows some of the nature's adaptations. We had, as I said, about 30 degrees this past weekend. It's certainly not going to be that warm again now, but probably we will get mild days again. I have often seen when the temperature gets above about 25 in the winter and there's a snow cover, I have often seen little insects flying around that at first glance look like mosquitoes. Well, if you get a good look and they slow down enough, you'll see they are not mosquitoes, even though we tend to think everything in Minnesota is a mosquito. They are a cousin of a mosquito called a crane fly, a winter crane fly, and this is when they reach maturity, is when they in winter, and especially I find them in early winter. Well, I saw quite a number of them this past week, and if we get some mild temperatures, we will see them out there again. So keep your eyes open. I hope you can enjoy the cross-country skiing and enjoy the time. It's going to be beautiful.
Thank you, Larry.
Take care.
Talk to you next week. Larry Weber there, phenologist extraordinaire, joins us every Saturday right around 9:30 by phone and gives us the weekend outdoors.